National Anthem live.
They got a big band, and, dude.
They sure do, yeah. Some great percussions in that as well. So, and the Arrowhead kickoff team is almost ready to take the field. They're meeting up with the special teams coach there and the crew. Large coaching staff for Arrowhead, led by former Waukesha North coach Matt Harris, and I believe it is his fifth year with the program. And big shout out to Ryan Mannion, the athletic director here. School colors again at Arrowhead are scarlet, Columbia blue, and white. So, and then the black shirts, led by Coach Darnell Wiltz in his third year with the team as head coach. And supporting Wiltz, our assistant coaches Ben Bodart, Chris Carrillo, Grayson Cooley, Maxwell Dodd, Rafael Garcia, Nick Mahalos, Javier Mesa, Adam Pilon, Devontae Simmons, and South Hall of Famer John Stillman. Big shout out to Athletic Director Dan Schreier, who's made a lot of this possible. And, of course, the Athletic Trainer Kaylin Weber. So, Arrowhead's ready to kick off. And it's a deep one. And it's Chris Flowers will let it sail at the back of the end zone. So, beautiful kick from Arrowhead. Trying to get the name. Yes, that's Burke Phillips, the 6 foot 150 senior who booted that one. So it's nice when you've got a great kicker in the lineup.
And that's where that wind came into play there, Don.
Yeah.
It was at his back. We got a little extra help there, like we were mentioning earlier. The wind's going to be part of this deal tonight.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I walked out, let the dog out this morning and noticed it was a lot cooler than we were used to, so had to make the change of shorts. So black shirts come out with twin receiver packages both sides. The tailback, who I believe is Isaiah Dunlop on Ben Jimenez. Oh, the snap is over Ben Jimenez's head. He kicks it into the end zone for a safety. So right away, a bad start for our black shirts, and you could say a heads-up play by Jimenez. Another tough start for our black shirts. And as Yogi Bear would say, Johnny?
Deja vu all over again.
That was it. So,
unfortunately, that is something that's been going on for a while here with that snap.
Yeah.
You know, there's a kind of a wild snap there, and he had no choice but to kick that thing out.
Yeah, that was a deep snap.
Yeah.
It would have been a perfect snap to the punter, but, yeah, so a very unfortunate start for the black shirts. And, you know, it's that self-destruction. It was no no great virtue from Arrowhead that made that happen. So, again, it was just some mental mistakes, some mechanics they got to work on that. No matter what conference they're in,
boy,
you know, those are things they got to iron out in a hurry.
You don't want to give the other guys any more help than they need, you know.
You know, and you're coming out fresh, so it's not like you're tired or you're overworked or you're battered. This is the first play of the game. From scrimmage, anyway. And the kickoff was a touchback. So, as it is, Christopher LaMousse will kick off for the black shirts from the 20-yard line. LaMousse is a senior, and he's been kicking for the black shirts since his sophomore year. Two receivers back at the Arrowhead 25, trying to get names and numbers here. Here comes a kick from LaMousse. And it's a shorter kick. It'll be fielded by one of the upbacks there at about midfield. He's making some decent progress. Finally corralled at the black shirt 40-yard line. So several black shirts in there on the tackle. And good heads-up north-south running by that Arrowhead upback. You know, usually as a special teams coach, that makes you nervous when the upbacks are fielding that. But
yeah,
did a good job there. So great field position for the Warhawks.
Yep. Couple things into play there. He was actually kicking into the wind on that one.
Yeah.
So a low squibber was probably the way it ended up.
So we got single receivers both sides, two running backs on either side of Vance Holtz. So a shotgun T formation, if you will. And it's a handoff to the right. He cuts it out towards the middle. He's got some room. Makes another great cut. Wow, great quickness there.
He's still
makes
on
another
his
tackle. Still on his feet. Now he's going to the right side of the field, and finally brought down at the 20.
Wow.
Vinny Capoletti Mahalos on the tackle. With help from number 60, Ramon Jackson, another black shirt. And Arrowhead's already back at the line here with a no huddle. Ball on the right hash. Single receivers both sides. Split receiver on the left, way wide. Tailback on Holtz's right. And time is called here. I don't know what it's about, Johnny.
Don, that guy ran for about 80 yards. I was gain 10.
Yeah, that was a good workout for the tailbacks. It was. Maybe we've tired him out.
We should
yeah.
be all warmed up now.
Yep. So, and number 20 gets the ball again for Arrowhead. That's Jacob Seiner. That one is a short gain of about 2. So good tackle there. And I think that was the D-tackle who got him on that side. So now we have a pistol formation, single receivers again, a double tight end here for Arrowhead. Ball in the middle of the field. It's handed up middle. Different running back this time, and he pushes forward. Gets about 6 or 7 there. And that tailback is Hayden Russ, 5'10", 185-pound junior. So it's third and a short one here at about the 11 for the Warhawks. Same formation, split receivers, double tight ends, pistol formation. And it's going to Russ again to the right side. Big hole as he goes all the way to the 4. And that was Chris Flowers on that tackle there. So 10-13 and counting in the opening quarter. Arrowhead looking to add to a 2-0 lead thanks to an errant snap from the Blackshirts leading to the first points. Split receivers both sides. Pistol formation for Holtz. And Seiner back in, and he's pushing forward. I think he has a yep, in. Touchdown.
Six
Jacob Seiner, the 5'8", 175-pound sophomore with the first touchdown of the game. And they've already got their two-point conversion figured out, so do you go for 1 or 2 here? It looks like they'll go for the extra point. Yep, Burke Phillips is out in the field. Phillips had a beautiful opening kickoff here. Holding is Nick Sinelli, senior running back, backup running back. And flags are down. I think there was some movement from the Blackshirt defense. No, offense. So they're going to push him back here and give Phillips a little bit of a challenge here. Oh, no, they called it against South. I thought they pointed towards Arrowhead's way. So they'll try this again. 9:56 is your time remaining in the first quarter. Yep, they're moving it up here. So Arrowhead could fake it here now that they're pretty close to the goal line here. Ball's on the 1 yard line. So, nope. They're using a tee here, Johnny.
Yeah,
like
it's
they used
a little
to
different.
In the old college days.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Snap is good, hold is good. And so is the field goal through the uprights. So. With 9:56 in the opening quarter, it's the Warhawks of Arrowhead 9 and our beloved Blackshirts nothing. We'll keep it here and want to give a big shout-out to our engineer, Anya, back at the WAC Radio Studios, also known as the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, there at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the old NAMI building. And Anya will be joining me tomorrow morning with my guest, Kristen Hansen, on This Week in Waukesha at 8. So pretty full schedule for us this weekend as we... Then later on Saturday, again, we'll be at North Central College where we hope we'll be cheering on the Pios. So, and Johnny, Anya tells me that I'm louder than you, so we'll have to get you to project, my good friend, on the color, the Zara, the Telestrator.
Okay, well, we'll...
Williams and Flowers back to kick. And a different kicker here. Evan Wozniak is your kicker, and it's fielded. That's going to go into the end zone again, so smart decision there by Williams and Flowers. Ball landed in the front part of the end zone. So here comes Jimenez and company, and hopefully we can work out the kinks and move the ball a little bit here and take control of the clock. Again, 9:56 remaining in the opening quarter, and it's a 9-0 Arrowhead lead. Thanks to a safety on a bad snap from the Blackshirts. And then Warhawks on about 5 plays scoring from the Blackshirt 40-yard line after the kickoff. Twin packages both sides. Tailback on Jimenez's right. Evan Stout goes in motion from the left to the right. Jimenez rolls out. He sees Stout right there. Stout's going nowhere. Beautiful tackle there by the corner. Trying to get a number on that one.
That was excellent coverage there, Don.
It sure was. Santonio Martin, another sophomore with a big play. So a lot of diaper dandies in this Warhawk lineup, making their name presence known there. A big shot on our all-classic eight receiver.
Boy, Stout really paid a price there. When
sure
that,
did, yep.
Caught the ball and took
I
a
think
hit.
They read it as soon as they saw him in motion. You know, Stout usually doesn't play in the flanker spot, but they have him here tonight. This time, second and 10, it's trips left, single receiver right, 9:14 remaining. Tailback on Jimenez's right, and I believe that's Capoletti Mahalos. And Jimenez gets a snap, a little bit of a blitz. He gets rid of it right away to the right side. Oh, he had him.
Was the man open? He was underthrown just a little bit.
Was he? Okay, I thought he might have had a hand on that and dropped it.
Now,
but it was like kind of a comeback play, if you will, to Chris Douglas Flowers. That was the ISO they wanted, Johnny, a one-on-one situation there for Flowers.
Yes, I mean, there's a little protesting there from Hothouse Flowers.
Yeah.
He was looking for a little defensive hold.
Do you think there was some contact there?
Yes, there was, but okay. The ref was having none of it.
Yep. And we've never gotten those calls.
No.
So why start now?
Right.
Yep. And again, I think that was Santonio Martin on the coverage here. So big third and 10 play. Twin packages both sides. Here gets the snap. Jimenez over the middle. He's got like a big, oh, wow, that was sniffed out beautifully. They had it lined up real nicely to Capoletti Mahalos. He had a big wall in front of him, but Brendan Foley with a great solo effort, sniffing out the play and getting around the wall.
Yeah.
So some great individual efforts we've seen so far from the Warhawks here.
He misses that one. There's just three guys out in front blocking. That could have went for a big gain.
So Foley, another sophomore here. 6 feet, 190 pounds. And here's your punter. It's Aiden Urban not back there for the Blackshirts from their own 20. Here's a snap. Good snap. Good punt, but heavy pressure. Almost had a piece of that.
I think he did.
I think he did, because that ball just died at about the 31-yard line, finally fielded by the Blackshirts. But, yeah, great pressure. It was a beautiful snap, so that guy just saw right to the middle. I want to say that was number six for Brendan Foley again for the Warhawks.
Somebody got a piece of that.
So he's getting his name in the paper tonight. A tackle to his credit and a partial block. So here comes Holt and company, the Warhawks. We've got balls on the left half at the Blackshirt 30-yard line. Twins right, single receiver left. Tailback on the left. It's going to him. Oh, he's got a nice hole. He was dragging a tackler there. That was number 60. Ramon Jackson, a big lineman, was dragged several yards by this running back. That's Nick Sinelli, the senior. Twins left, ball on the right hash. 7:36 and counting the first quarter. And it's a quick screen out to the flank on the left. He's got some great blocking. He's got enough for a first down. Good solo tackle there by the corner. Trying to get a number there, Johnny. That looks like it could be Tyler Williams on that, number 10. Williams was being blocked there, too. Did a good job of shedding the block and finally getting the tackle. But it's now first and goal for the Warhawks at the Blackshirt 9-yard line. Clock continues to run, 7:16 and counting. Warhawks looking to add to a 9-0 lead. Twins right, no receivers left. Two running backs now. Ertz looks to the right. He's got a receiver. It's caught, but it's a low pass, and it's well covered there. Evan Stout with the tackle, getting a little vindication.
Yeah. Harper Hughes
Aiden
on
Russ
that
was the intended receiver.
I was just going to say Harper Hughes on that last play. It came up a little gimpy. He's coming out right now.
Is that right?
Now.
Okay.
Well, now
Sam Schneider was the intended receiver on that. Sorry about that. So tailback on Holtz's right, and that's Sinelli again. Single receivers both sides. 6:40 remaining. It's second and goal here from the two. Quick pass to the end zone. No, it's a handoff, and it's touchdown Sinelli. So Sinelli right through the one hole there. So with 6:35 remaining in the first quarter, it's already 15-0 in favor of Host Nation Arrowhead. As Burke Phillips comes out to add the extra point, Sinelli, who scored the touchdown, will be holding. So it's good to see the senior getting some touches here. Snap is good, hold is good, and so is the kick. So it's now 16-0 in favor of the Warhawks with 6:35 left in the first quarter. When we come back, Blackshirts will receive the ball. Stick around here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Hey, welcome back to Taraska Field, where the Blackshirts get another touchback, and we'll start from their own 20, trailing 16-0 to Arrowhead with 6:35 remaining in the first quarter. Twin packages both sides. Tailback Mahalos on Jimenez's left. Stout goes in motion from the left to the right. And, they're trying to hand it off to Stout there, but trouble with the snap there from Jimenez and couldn't get the exchange in. So that was a new play, Johnny. Hadn't seen that one.
Yeah, that developed. That was kind of a new one for us.
Flanker goes in motion, then comes back and was going to get the handoff. And they're calling it a loss. Boy, that could have been a forward pass, but Jimenez just couldn't get the handle on the ball. So second and 15, and the troubles continue for the Blackshirts with regard to execution here. Clock winding, 6:03 and counting in the first quarter. Twin packages both sides. Mahalos on Jimenez's left, second and 15. Shotgun situation here. And here comes a snap. Jimenez looks to his right. Now he runs through. And nowhere to go. He loses yardage. Another sack. And he's at the 11. I think it looked like a design run, Johnny.
It kind of did to me, too. And there was a lot of pressure from that defense.
There sure was.
They're really swarmed to
Tanner
that
ball. Tanner Hansen, 92, gets credit with the sack. So now you've got third and 19 from the 12. And you got to believe this Arrowhead defense has their ears pinned back. No prevent defense here. Clock winds, 5:15 and counting. Blackshirts trailing 16-0. And they got a long way to go here, deep in their own territory, but really nothing to lose here in this last Classic 8 matchup. Twin packages both sides. Ball in the middle of the field near the left hash. Mahalos on Jimenez's left. Flanker goes in motion for the right, left. They fake. Now Jimenez is going to keep it, trying to run. Nowhere to go, really. Might have gotten a short gain there.
That was a design play.
Yep, faked the handoff, and he was trying to go around it. So, and I think that was Evan Remenschneider with the tackle there, the 6'3", 210-pound junior. So it's fourth and 18. Jimenez gets credit of the one-yard gain on that. And there are some raindrops coming down. We had some rain earlier in the day. Aiden Urban back to punt. Two receivers here at the Blackshirt 35-yard line. They're expecting another short kick, maybe another block. Low snap on the one hop. He gets it, boots it, and it's fielded at 34. He drops it! And Blackshirts could have that there. Let's see.
They're waving. Blackshirt ball.
Yeah, boy, that'd be a huge break. And the Blackshirts get it.
What a break.
Boy, they needed a break. It was a low punt. And the receiver elected to field it, just couldn't get the handle on the ball. So big break for the Blackshirts. You know, Johnny, he could have let that roll.
He could have. So two things happened there. Is one, the wind played a little factor. I think he misjudged it because of the wind and the rain.
Yes.
So that
you can see it now in the lights, Johnny. Yep. There is a decent rainfall here.
Got a little slippery.
Yep. So Blackshirts get new life here all the way out at their 32. Chips right, single receiver left. Ball in the middle of the field. Mahalos on Benny's right, 349. Jimenez gets snapped. Little dump play to Mahalos, but he can't get the handle on it.
You know,
that could have been some nice yardage.
They're developing that screen so beautifully, but
that was
just, if he'd have caught that, they had a wall of guys out there.
They sure
did.
It would
have been good blocking. That would have been a big game.
And a number 53, not on my roster, so a new guy up was leading that blocking effort. So it's good to see some of our young guys getting some looks. But, yeah, that was set up nicely if we could have got that pass off, because the pressure came in heavily, and we had that whole left side of the field.
They're playing to that pressure. They know those guys are getting in there, so
they're
letting them in and getting the blockers out front.
So trips right, single receiver left. 3:45 remaining, second and 10. Mahalo San Jimenez is left. Shotgun situation. Here comes the snap. Jimenez looking to his right away. He's going deep. He's got a guy.
Oh!
But there is a flag. There could be interference. That was intended for Hot House Flowers.
Ref didn't like that contact.
There was some contact. So another break for the Blackshirt offense here.
Well, here you go.
You know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, huh?
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
So, yep, it's the 15-yard variety. So the ball should be moved to about the Blackshirt 47-yard line. 3:39 remaining. That was a nice pass by Jimenez, and I like the quick release there, too, to Flowers. Another ISO situation, where it's just Flowers in one corner. And that corner's number 13, Luke Patterson, the 6-foot, 185-pound senior. So another first down for the Blackshirts on another big break here. Trips right, single receiver left, ball in the right hash. Jimenez gets the pass. He's going to Williams this time and another push.
Oh,
there's another flag.
Defensive.
Yep, no doubt there. Williams trying to make a play on it and pushed. And if the corner could have turned around and made a play on that, that could have been a pick for Arrowhead. But that's a lot easier said than done.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
So I like this strategy now, creating those ISO situations, giving our skilled receivers opportunities. Especially knowing how fast and agile Williams and Flowers are. 3:33 remaining, and now the ball will be moved all the way to the 37-yard line. So Blackshirts from their own 12 on a punt, moving all the way on basically a big break and a couple penalties. Courtesy of the Warhawks. So ball in the right hash here at the 37-yard line, 3:33 remaining, first and 10. It's now Stout moves over to the right, so it's trips right, single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's left. Shotgun situation. Mahalos moves Stout from the right to the left now. Stout like in a slot position here. Jimenez rolls out left, heavy pressure and sacked. A big sack. Tyler Carnell. The 205-pound 6'3 senior. So, Warhawks come back with a vengeance, Johnny.
Arrowhead was going to have none of that.
Yeah,
they saw that develop a couple of times.
Honeymoon's over, guys.
they sent the money that time.
They sure did.
They cashed that check. Wow.
So ball spotted right exactly at the 50. Black shirts in all white with the black helmets. And again, Arrowhead looking like Wisconsin, red jerseys, white pants, red stripe, white helmets with the Arizona A logotype. So second and a long 23 here from round 50, 2:42 and counting the first quarter. Jimenez gets the snap. Now he goes underneath here. He's got some room. He can get a beautiful shoestring tackle, but he gets a lot of that yardage back and then some.
That's that same beautiful screen, only on the right-hand side that time, Don.
And that was Jace Gilbert, I believe, in the tackle. Coming all the way there from his D-line spot. So that'd be like an underneath play, right, Johnny? The
heavy
absolutely. Pressure, and that's what they were trying to get Mahalo set up with earlier. So now you have a much more manageable third and six. Clock counting, 2:07 in the opening quarter. Blackshirts looking to get some points on the board, trailing 16-0. Ball middle of the field, trips right, single receiver left, pistol formation for Jimenez. No, now he moves Mahalos to his right. And here comes the snap. Jimenez looks right. He's going towards the end zone. He's got a guy. This time was incomplete. I believe that was Flowers. He had to come back on that. Good coverage. Some contact there, but very minimal, and I think the timing is good. Rain's still coming down, so.
Chris.
Sorry, go ahead, Johnny.
Not much of a chance on that one, Don. It was a little underthrown.
A little underthrown, yeah. And good coverage.
Yeah.
So. But Chris Douglas Flowers has been invited to walk on at the University of Minnesota, so we're very excited for him and hope to hear some more developments with his college pursuits here.
Here comes a long
one. So they're going for it on 4th and 6 here, and why not? Ball at the 33-yard line. Trips right, single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's left. Here's the snap. Jimenez looks deep, and a little too deep. He had Flowers there, but I'm surprised they didn't just go past the orange marker there. They're going for it all. And not sure about the call in this rain here, Johnny. I would like to have seen. I know they had to pass the ball quickly, but.
Well. So. Doing some Monday morning quarterbacking there. Probably I would have done something maybe a little different there, but if you connects on it, you know, it's all beautiful.
Yeah. So the Warhawks take over on downs, but the good news is the Blackshirts move the ball into their territory for the first time today. And we got single receivers both sides for Holtz. The tailback, I believe, is Jacob Siner on his left. And Siner's going to get it. Handoff going to the right after the snap. And big yardage there for an 8-yard gain at the 40 or 7-yard gain. And Vinny Mahalos, I believe, one of the tacklers there with help from Gabe Lascano. So single receivers again, and it looks like, is this a timeout here? Nope, they're winding it. Clock winds, 1:17, 2nd and 3. Single receivers, both sides. Tailback on at Siner. He gets a handoff going left this time. Trouble. Tackled in the backfield for a short
loss.
Good
job by South.
Great penetration there. And that was Logan Tank Dable with help from Adriel Diaz. And Tank has had an exciting offer from Carroll University. We're hoping to hear something from Vinny Mahalos. They were both invited on Recruit Day in the Illinois Wesleyan game that you and I covered. So big play. 3rd and 4 here. 44 seconds and counting, first quarter. Single receivers both sides. Two running backs now. A T-shotgun formation, if you will. So expect another running play here, Johnny, especially with this rain. Actually, yep, rain's still pouring. 30 seconds and counting, so Holtz in no hurry. Gets the snap. He's going to hand it off there. Big hole for Siner. He's still on his feet. Wow, he's going to beat everybody to the end zone. Touchdown! And I believe that's number 2 for Jacob Siner.
Don, that play developed because the guys up front did a great job blocking, and that dude went lickety-split.
Those cuts, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he had tacklers all around him, and he still found space.
He juked when he should have juked and jived when he should have jived.
And better than most, too. I mean.
Yeah, he's good.
He knew.
He's like you say, he's buggy.
And like Mikey Coleman of Carroll, but boy, he was switching gears. In another familiar sight, Burke Phillips coming out to add the extra point with Nick Sinelli holding. 17 seconds remaining, 22-0 Arrowhead. Looking to make it 23 here. Snap is good, hold is good, and so is the kick. So 17 seconds left in the first quarter. The Blackshirts trail Arrowhead, 23-0. And we'll keep it here as our Blackshirts get ready for the kickoff. And a promising drive.
Yeah, that last drive looked like we had a lot of good stuff.
Mostly penalties and some good breaks.
Yeah,
we got
a couple breaks.
You know, if we could have just clicked on that 4th and 6, I mean, that play for, in spite of the penalties that created most of the yardage, that underneath play to Capoletti Mahalos.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big 16-yard gain there and set up a manageable 3rd and 6, and just we couldn't convert there on 2 attempts. And
you know, one of the things I'm seeing, Don, is that they're setting up the defense from the Arrowhead with their aggressive play because they know that they're coming. So yep. they're playing really good in terms of the screenplays.
Yeah.
They're developing those.
Yeah. So if we can just execute here.
So last drive was good.
Yep. And this time Zayas DeWalt back to receive with Chris Hothouse Flowers. And Evan Wozniak will be kicking off again for the Warhawks. Warhawks in red jerseys, white pants, black shirts, in all white, black helmets. Here comes the kick from Wozniak from his own 40. And that one's going to go into the end zone for another touchback. So black shirts will take over again from their own 20. So, Johnny, do you continue with that with those ISO plays, hitting your split guys deep, drawing some penalties or getting some big receptions? What do you think?
Yes. You know, you keep going with what's working. You know, I would love to see some
more
of that.
Dance with the girl that brought you, right?
You know, sure. Yeah. And, you know, you got to do what's working. And those two plays, like you said, I'd rather be lucky than good. But they were pretty good, too. It could have been.
They were, yeah. I mean, it could have been completions.
That's why there was interference. You know?
Flowers is a strong.
And they're doing a damn good job.
Flowers and
Williams, screens.
They're both strong guys, and they can break tackles. So ball on the left hash. Trips right. Single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's right in the shotgun. 17 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Black shirt's trailing 20 to nothing. Here's a snap. Jimenez looking to his right. Right away, he's got a guy deep. And does he have it?
Oh,
he almost had a hand on. Almost had a shoestring catch there. Looks like someone might be shaken up. Nope, they're all good. And I think Evan Stout was the intended. No, it was Hothouse Flowers, the intended receiver. So they're going to let the... Nope. They're letting the clock run down on an incomplete pass, interestingly enough. You know what? They must have called that a catch because look where the ball's marked. Some confusion here because they were moving the chains. I thought he might have had a shoestring catch on that.
Something's.
But as it is, the clock just came off the clock, so they got to put that time back on if they're calling it an incomplete pass.
They're moving the chains.
There is a
back.
Player down. Yeah. There is some miscommunication there. So 11 seconds are put back on the board, and there is an injured Warhawk. Let's hope he's okay there as the training staff attends to him. So there was some extra coverage there on that pass from Jimenez. The safety came over.
Yeah, there was. That
was a little underthrown as well, too.
Foley, he came in like a dart, man, and it caused a little havoc.
Sure. So Foley's making a case for his future career here in Warhawk Nation. And I wonder, you know, if it is the black shirts, maybe they're starting their younger players on purpose. But even so, they're really showing us a lot here.
Yeah. Ashton Bauman for Arrowhead is up. He's a little gimpy, but he's walking it off.
Sounds good. The 6-foot, 165-pound junior. And now black shirts are back. 11th, 2nd, and 10. Twins right and left. Pistol formation for Jimenez. Flanker goes in motion to the left. It's a handoff. No, it's a quick pass over. And, oh, a late hit out of bounds. That could be a flag. No, it was inadvertent. Yep. That was Flowers there getting some good yardage there.
That was a good fake, Don.
It sure was. About a 7-yard gain with 5 seconds left, so Blackshirt's doing a good job conserving the time here. Setting up a manageable 3rd and 3. Ball in the left hash. Blackshirt's trailing 23-0 here in what looks like the last play of the first quarter. 5 seconds left. Ball in the left hash, 3rd and 3. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Jimenez. Stout goes in motion now. Oh, another high snap.
High snaps.
And it will be recovered by Arrowhead there. Right at the 5-yard line. Brady Carpenter credited. So another bad snap. That's 2 tonight for the Blackshirts at the most inopportune times. So that'll end the first quarter. And as the players switch sides, we'll take a 1-minute break here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Carrasco Stadium. Don and Brown and Johnny Watermelon are calling the game, and we're watching one that's a little lopsided, Don.
Yep, first and goal for the Warhawks, leading 23-0 after a bad snap on third and three. A Brady Carpenter fumble recovery. Single receivers both sides, pistol formation for Holtz. He's giving it. No, he fakes it. No, it is a handoff. I got confused there.
Those are good fakes.
It sure was. I was fooled on that. It was like Coach Krause from Muskego put that play in. Good sleight of hand there. So they get all the way to the three there. 2 yard gain here. Clock running, 11:39, second quarter. And another handout. This time it's a touchdown. Hayden Russ right down the middle. Again, good play action there. So the Warhawk running backs getting their names in the paper tonight here against our beloved black shirts. And
unfortunately, Don, I think we're going to see the mercy or slaughter rule come into play pretty quick here.
No doubt. Burke Phillips coming in to add the extra point. There's the boot. And the kick is good. So the 11:35 remaining in the second quarter, it's the Warhawks of Arrowhead 30 and the Blackshirts nothing. And you can't take anything away from the Arrowhead program, Johnny, but we see a lot of self-destruction from our Blackshirts. There's been some encouraging plays, but just poor execution and mental mistakes.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They don't have that snapping problem. There's 21 points given up on bad snaps.
Yeah.
You know? They're actually, when they're on offense, they're doing pretty good, you know.
They started to make some things happen for sure.
And then pow, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
Can't do that against
and
anybody.
You know, as we are marching down the field, Jimenez gets sacked for a huge loss, and then on second and 19, a beautiful underneath play sets Mahalos up, and he's got like 13 yards, and so they've shown some resilience. So,
yes, sir.
We see Evan Wozniak getting ready to kick off. And the running clock is starting to run, Johnny, just as you said here, in favor of the slaughter rule. And I think that's Flowers and Williams back this time for the Blackshirts. Here comes the kick by Wozniak. It's another deep boot, and they're going to let that one roll into the end zone. Landed on the one and bounced in. So Blackshirts starting again from their own 20 as the clock continues to run. 10:40 and counting in the second quarter. Blackshirts trailing Arrowhead 30-0. So, and his broadcasters next to us are indicating that you're going to see a lot of younger players coming in for Arrowhead, and so give South a better, maybe a more competitive platform here, if you will, or venue.
Yeah, well, if I was Coach Harris, that's what I'd be doing too.
Sure. Yep. Give the young
give
guys a chance.
Little,
yeah.
Little playing
some touches
time
here. Yep.
Yep.
So, and then, you know, through the black shirts, like, you know, just work on execution.
Yeah.
And, you know, hit some high percentages. So, ball at the 20, trips left, single receiver right. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Shotgun. Jimenez gets a snap. Quick pass to the left there. Well covered. Intended for Adriel Diaz. And that was a big, number 13. Luke Patterson all over that action, saying, no, sir. Second and 10. Clock continues to run. 9:37 in the second half with the Blackshirts trailing Arrowhead 30-0. And it's good that they're looking at Diaz. Diaz had an amazing career in eighth grade. And then the COVID season, freshman year, really affected this this class. And Jimenez hadn't played for a couple years, came back this year. Trips left, single receiver right. Pistol formation for Jimenez. That's Mahalos behind him. Here's the snap. Jimenez looking to his left. Another quick pass. He breaks one tackle. That's Zayas DeWalt. Gets a short gain before being smothered by two or three Warhawks. So that's going to set up third and eight. Was almost a loss there, but DeWalt did a great job of getting past the tackler there.
Yeah, he leaned forward.
Yep, cut in. Cut to the middle.
Yep.
So 8:46 and counting. Clock continues to run in favor of the Slaughterville here. Second quarter, Blackshirts trailing Arrowhead 30-0 in their last ever Classic 8 game at beautiful Tarasca Stadium. Ball in the left hash here. Trips right, single receiver left. Mahalos on Jimenez's right. Here's a snap. Jimenez looks to his right. Quick pass. Diving effort, and it's incomplete. He would have been short of a first by 2 yards there, so...
Yeah, Don, I don't really understand that design on that play. If it's not well executed or
you got to cut it out closer to the marker, yeah. And that's what Coach Wiltz was just telling the receiver there. I think that was Tyler Williams, the senior.
You know, you got to get to the mark of gain here.
Yeah, and I understand it was a quick pass, but then get it out quicker to him while he has some space to run. So Aiden Urban out to punt. And... Foley back. Brendan Foley at the 50-yard line. Another low snap. Urban punts it. It's short, and that's going to bounce about the 45. Hits a couple black shirts inadvertently, and we'll take a friendly black shirt roll to the Arrowhead 46-yard line. And I've been told that a freshman quarterback will be coming in for the Warhawks, and there's some excitement about seeing him. Nolan Hansen is the name. He's 5'11", 175 pounds. Good metrics for a freshman. Clock continues to run, 7:07 remaining in the first quarter. Arrowhead leading 30-0. So Twins left, single receiver right. First and 10 here. Tailback on the quarterback's right. And he...
Handoff!
There could be some black shirts on that.
Spaghetti-o.
I think Arrowhead got it. No, let's see. Gabe Lascano is pointing black shirts ball, but I don't know. The ball bounced around a little bit there.
We'll see what the
I think Arrowhead might have recovered. Yeah, I think that's the case.
Aww.
So another missed opportunity for the black shirts, but it does create a second and 11 here. And right away, they get back on the line here for no huddle.
A lot of frustration on the black. Yep. The black shirts.
Yep.
They thought
Nolan
they had
Hansen's
that.
Your quarterback. Yeah, that would have been nice. Yep. Single receivers both sides, double tight ends. Sinelli on Hansen's left. Here's a snap, a high snap. Hands it off to Sinelli on the right. Gets tripped a couple times, but manages to get about a 3 yard gain there, setting up third and eight. And that was Nolan Hansen there. Logan Dable with the second tackle there, tripping him up. With a little help from some other black shirts. So 5:41 remaining, a big third and eight play here for the black shirt defense. Twins left, single receiver right, ball midfield. Sinelli on Hansen's left here, 5:31 remaining. Snap, looks to his left, he's got a receiver. He hangs on to after bounce, breaks a tackle, and he's just short of a first here. No, they might give him, I think he's got it. Warhawks move the chain, so Zayas DeWalt missed, I believe that was DeWalt who missed the tackle there. If he tackled him, it would have created a fourth and two or three.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he bobbled the ball there, too, the receiver.
He did.
So
thought we were going to get lucky there.
5:04 remaining. Ball in the left hash. Single receivers both sides. Two running backs on either side of Hansen here in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Another high snap. He hands it off, and he trips on his own guy. Still gets about 3 yards, or 2 yards. Hayden Russ. So if not for the high snap, that might have been a big gainer there for the Warhawks. Clock
yes,
running,
sir.
4:41. Warhawks back on the line in a no huddle. Single receivers both sides. Pistol formation. with Russ behind Nolan. In a shotgun. Here's the snap. And it's another hand after Russ up the middle. And he powers for a couple more. Good stop there by the black shirts. And that was Ramon Jackson in on that with some help. So now you got third and five here with 4:07 remaining in the second quarter. Ball in the middle of the field. Twins right, single receiver left. Pistol formation. And here's the handoff again to Russ. He powers up the middle. He's close to another first down. No, he's short. Actually, he's going to be 2 yards short there. Justin Primetime Giese in on that tackle along with Logan Dable. Some OGs who have been part of the program since fifth grade here. And again, Warhawks right back at the line, practicing no huddle, pistol formation, single receivers both sides. I think Russ is going to get the ball up the middle here with 3:36 remaining. Here's the snap. It's a handoff to the left of Russ, and he gets the first down. Good pursuit by the Blackshirt defense, but just enough blocking there.
He didn't get it by much, but he got it.
He did, yep. Chains move to the 32-yard line of the Blackshirts, and again, Warhawks are at it again here, 3:15 and counting. Twins right, single receiver left. Pistol formation. Nope. Now Russ is on Nolan Hansen. Quick snap. He looks to his right. Quick pass. He's on his knees for it to catch it, so he's automatically down there. Stout on the coverage. And that was Ryan Hyman with the catch there. Gain of 6. It's 2nd and 4 with 2:52 remaining. And even though it was a short pass, it was a good release there by Hansen. Didn't waste any time. Ball in the right hash. Twins left, single receiver right. Russ on Hansen's right, and it's going to go to Russ going left here. He gets tripped up. Adriel Diaz hanging on. It's a 3 yard gain, setting up 3rd and 1. Clock runs, 2:29 and counting. Warhawks leading the Blackshirts 30-0. Single receivers both sides, pistol formation with Russ behind Nolan Hansen, the freshman, getting a good look here tonight. Here's the snap, high snap, handed off to Russ. Enough room for a purser, but good hitting there. Vinny Mahalison in that, and kind of like a blitz play with a couple other black shirts assisting. Adriel Diaz also in on that, and Diaz is going to come off here. Clock runs, 1:57 remaining. Ball at the 21, a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks here. Twins left, single receiver right. Russ on Hansen's left. Here's the snap. Hand off to Russ again. Oh, big hit.
Met in the middle hard.
Vinny Capoletti Mahalos with a good stick there and Dable to help finish him off there. Good for a 1 yard gain there. 2nd and 9. Clock runs 1:32 and counting here. Twins left, single receiver right. Ball in the middle of the field there at the 20. And Nick Sinelli in the game. He's on Hansen's left here. 1:19 and counting. Here's the snap. Hansen looks to his left, looking to the end zone. Goes downfield. He's got a guy. It's caught. And it's a touchdown. Sam Schneider. A beautiful pass by the freshman Hansen, threading the needle on a post play. And good job by Schneider finding the end zone.
It's a pretty nice pass from the freshman.
Seemingly soft coverage there, would you say, from the Blackshirt secondary?
Yeah, I would
secondary.
Think so, too. So, but
I think they're expecting another run play there.
I think they were.
So, and Burke Phillips, whose name we've called a lot, looking to add another extra point with 1:07 remaining here. Snap is good, hold is good, and so is the extra point off the tee. So with 1:07 remaining in the first half, it's now the Warhawks 37 and our beloved Blackshirts 0. And we'll keep it here since we're almost at halftime. Johnny, what are you thinking?
Well, I think the mercy rule is got a great.
For, yep. Yeah, so we'll be home early tonight.
I think
half.
So. Might go a little quicker than we usually do here. But you know what? There's some stuff that's positive.
Yeah.
But they're just up such a tough group here. They've got command of the line. Yep. There's not much you can do here.
No, there really isn't. Yeah.
They're just in the, thank God that the conference is going to change next year. It's all
and Coach Harris, who came from North, who understands what it is to be understaffed, he was one of the first coaches to petition the WIA and the Classic A to move North out. He'd come from Brookfield Central at the time, and he was having to play undersized sophomores, and so he's definitely very sympathetic to what South has been going through. So Wozniak ready to kick off again here. 107 remaining in the first half at 37-0 Arrowhead lead. That's Hot House Flowers. And Tyler Thrill Williams back to receive for the Blackshirts. Blackshirts in all white, black fonts, black helmets. And here's the kick from Wozniak. It's a short one this time, so we will get the first return off of the kickoff today here. And that's Williams. He cuts one here and brought down about the 21 there. So really not much go there. Well covered by the Warhawk kickoff team. So 49 seconds and counting, so Blackshirts have time for maybe one or two plays depending on how quickly they move here. But they're huddling, which I'm really curious about here. Blackshirts not using any timeouts. So trips right, single receiver left. Tail back on Jimenez is now on his right here, and I think that's Anthony Dzinski in now the game. Here's the snap. Jimenez looks to his left. He's going downfield. Oh, just overshot.
Got a hand on
there. Yep, he got a hand on it. I like the play.
I think that's one of them. I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yep, good coverage there by Luke Patterson. But I think if the ball's there, Williams has that. So tough break there. And now that'll do it for the first half as the clock winds down for the mercy rule with the Blackshirts trailing Arrowhead 37-0. And we will take a break here at Taraska Stadium on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away for a one-minute break.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, everyone, to Taraska Field in Heartland. We're watching Arrowhead beat up on the Waukesha South Blackshirts, and it's a pretty lopsided contest right now. We're at halftime, and it's 37-0. They're just outgunned. This is a classic eight football team that is just bigger, better, and badder, and they're putting on a real classic here tonight, Don.
They sure are. You know, and obviously the big news for Arrowhead fans is you see a lot of sophomores out there making big plays, so they've got a lot to look forward to here in the Warhawks' future here. And it's parents' night, so you may hear in the background players and parents being acknowledged. And, again, the good news for the Blackshirts is that this is their last game ever in the Classic 8. The bad news is with a lot of the self-destruction and the mental mistakes, it doesn't matter what conference they're playing, they've got to work on that execution for next year. And with the development of the youth program that has, I believe they have 30 players on each team from fifth grade up, that there'll be hopefully a deeper varsity squad here in the near future. And there's also been a big focus from the coaching staff overall in the youth levels, which may explain some of what you've seen in these last few games here, Johnny. But we're about to be favored with some music by the marching band as they wait for parents and players to be acknowledged. And, you know, it is a nice touch when you can acknowledge your parents. And unlike South, that has their parents' night at the beginning of the game, Arrowhead's doing it here at halftime. So, you know, if you're Coach Wiltz or your other coaches, what are you telling those players in the locker room here at halftime, Johnny?
Well, you know, fight like hell. But the other thing, I'm having a one-on-one conversation with my center. because those three high snaps caused 21 points to get up on the board. You know, it's a whole different ball game if that doesn't happen. So can't shoot yourself in the foot. I know everybody's trying hard and they're playing heart with their heart, but
you know, some good takeaways.
That's a pretty simple thing to get the ball from point A to point B. You know, from my point of view, of course, I'm way up in the booth.
Well, and you know, it's something we've seen all season long. So you just figured, you know, if you saw it in game one, that you'd make those adjustments and. And then, you know, never look back.
Well, what do you think, Don? What do you do here?
Well, you know, I liked the idea of hitting the receivers in space, especially your fast receivers on long passes on one-on-one situations. You know, we can win those battles, and we've won some interference penalties on that. You know, I'd also like to see us play within ourselves and maybe some quick passes, get some 5 or 6 yard gains. You know, let's control the clock here on offense. Let's develop a tempo here and, you know, keep their offense off the field, and maybe do some things that wear down the defense, you know. Try a few running plays. What do you have to lose?
One of the things that I really saw that I thought was very positive is that they're playing to the aggressive nature of the defense.
Yeah.
They designed some really good screens.
There was
okay?
some good calls there for sure.
And they would have been huge gainers, and they did have a couple that played out really well. Now, that's smart chess playing. That's smart football.
Yep.
And if they do a little more of that, they're going to get lucky a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to be in the right place at the right time. And
they certainly were
developing that. So it's not all just bad news. There's some stuff that was really good. You know, just got to be consistent and get a little lucky on catching them balls and getting down the field.
Yeah, and you know, and I think with the hope for next year and beyond for Waukesha South is that you've got a center that just plays center for the most part. He might play both ways depending on his talent levels, but there's not pressure on him to play the whole game. And he can focus on just doing what he does best, which is snapping. You know, you'd also like to see our guys take some snaps under center. You know, a lot of high schools now are doing the spread offense and the shotgun, and supposedly that's supposed to be safer for the players. But I still think you got to work on taking snaps under center.
Yeah, isn't that McGuanago? Don't they do that a lot?
I think for sure Muskego does.
Muskego?
Yeah, and they do some shorter shot. They do a lot of running plays, a lot of sleight of hands, a lot of like old wing tee. But the execution, the sleight of hand on that, you'll spend half a game following the wrong guy with the ball.
Well, yeah.
And you make no apologies because, you know, Krause's made a living on that, head coach there, and they've won, you know, several state championships to prove that their way works. And when they do have great quarterbacks that are Power 5 rated, they can still pass off of that offense, and they have. So, but, you know, you'd like to see, again, no matter who we, because, you know, again, New Berlin West, New Berlin Eisenhower, Catholic Memorial, Tulsa West, Tulsa. Those are all good schools. Those are some tough teams. I believe we have, I think West Dallas Central's now in that conference. And, you know, they're going to come at you tough. They're going to be physical. So, and I always forget who's in the rest of the conference there. But, you know, those teams alone are not going to lay down for you.
Right.
And they're certainly going to capitalize on mental mistakes like long snaps deep in your own territory that the quarterback's got to kick it into the end zone to save a touchdown and settle for the safety. And then on a third and short play, like your 30-ish, 27-yard line, again, the ball gets, you know, sails over your head. And I think they were like the 35 or 40 because Arrowhead recovered that on our 5-yard line. And so, again, that's nothing Arrowhead should get credit for, and that's fine. Arrowhead's a good enough team in their own right, but that's it. It's like you don't need to do these teams any favors.
Yeah.
And if you continue to play like that, again, it doesn't matter who you play.
You're not going to get away with that with Catholic Memorial or some of the other folks you mentioned there. But, you know, you just can't shoot yourself in the foot. You know?
That's it.
Don't give them any help.
That is it. So, and
control the ball.
And Johnny, we got some more football tomorrow. I can't wait. It's a night game, another night game. It's homecoming at North Central for our beloved Pioneers of Carroll, Wisconsin's oldest university, and Waukesha's university. Very proud to be part of this university city and the winning tradition that Coach Mike Budashevsky, Coach Buda, has created there along with his staff and the players. And boy, if they just could have got past Augustana, that would have created a lot of buzz. You know, two undefeated teams going at it, the underdog Pioneers taking on number one North Central. But it's still a good scenario with the 3-1 Pioneers, who, again, you know, Augustana's no slouch, and they certainly have a fine tradition, as we've discussed. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see how the Pioneers come back. They could have a chip on their shoulder, and they could do some things that could make that game interesting and fun.